Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
If you guys listened to our mini football podcast on Monday, you might have been forgiven for thinking all of Ken's outrage at the Pascal Strike tackle on Harvey Elliott was used up by the end of that pod. But oh no, dear Monday only listeners, that was only the start of it. Hi Murph.
Hey Owen, how's it going? It turns out, instead of burning himself out, this was like a long-running, week-long flame.
Tuesday was particularly bad. So Ken's anger at English football for the new let the game flow mantra, it permeated right through the week on the World Service. He came on air on Tuesday, having spent the 24 hours previous, dealing with an online backlash to his theory that the Harvey Elliott injury was a natural consequence, not some freak occurrence. Ken felt it was a natural consequence of the decision not to properly enforce the rules that are there to protect players. And he started Tuesday's pod very much with the critics on his mind.
I'm becoming more and more brittle and sort of like an angry, pompous old man who can't take things contradicted. I know. Yeah, well, I've noticed this. Like, how dare you talk back to me? How dare you? You know, this is pretty much where I'm at now in my life. Like, I'm looking at these tweets and I'm like, how am I so angry about this? Like, in one sense, it's sort of encouraging that, like, you know, whatever anger glands are pouring forth so much of their... maybe it's not encouraging that they suddenly seem to be pouring forth more. I mean, it's a sign of animal vitality, maybe, that I thought was draining away, that I still am angry. But, like, is it too much that I want to, like, crush these people's skulls like eggs? Is that too much? Just because they have a different opinion to me about, like, the game having become too violent? Like, I think the game's become violent and I want to wreak unbelievable violence on the people who question my views on this development.
That is a somewhat worrying reaction to the reaction. I never wanted to crush the skulls of his opponents.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. But isn't the whole idea about, you know, ignoring Twitter trolls, isn't key to that really being that they recognize that you just don't care? Mm. That your words, trolls, do not harm this huge public star. You exist on a level so far below this public personage that you can say whatever you like to him. He won't care.
Ken will care to crush your skulls. Just be aware of that.
He will care enough to wish violence against your head, your skull.
I think he was talking about stepping away from it all later on by Friday. But what I will say is, even by the end of Tuesday's show, his mood had swung around quite a bit. I would say almost entirely. He was extremely happy, but what accounted for this sudden upturn in mood? Well, I believe I can pinpoint the moment that it all changed. It was this little anecdote about Cristiano Ronaldo's impact on the diets of his Manchester United teammates, which was first revealed on TalkSport.
It's not as though we were eating junk food before he came in and he's changed it all, Solskjaer said. Isn't it though, Ollie? During the summer, I remember a tweet from Man United Zone. With the Man United players' meals tonight at their team meal. And so you've just got this, like, spreadsheet with all the United players' names there. And some of the stuff on this, Jesus. I mean, Harry Maguire, ham hock starter, chicken supreme, sticky toffee pudding.
What?
Diogo Dalla was having tempura chicken, steak, creme brulee, and sweet potato fries and mash. You know, Bruno Fernandez, goat's cheese, steak, sticky toffee pudding, sweet potato fries, halloumi, spinach. And you're kind of like, why are you all having sticky toffee pudding? I don't think you actually need to have Cristiano Ronaldo in your squad to be just like
to realize sticky toffee pudding shouldn't be quite so ubiquitous.
I think it was amazing at the time. Why are so many of them having like burgers, chips, and like cake? Yeah.
Are they seven years old? Like, it's like, are they meeting their divorced dad for a Saturday lunch? Like, that's what this sounds like.
And a milkshake and a sundae with all the trimming.
Right, let's get to the zoo. Come on.
And then Ronaldo comes in, and everyone's like, "Oh, jeez, like, is this why he's so thin?"
Yeah,
yeah.
They say he doesn't even eat cheeseburgers.
Ken enjoyed that one so much that he was literally snorting with laughter. I'm not sure if that made Simon's final cut for the promo there. Hopefully, our non-members have been spared, because at one point we had isolated the clip to play as a standalone where Ken snores with laughter. But there were some behind the scenes talks, some high powered meetings. We didn't bring Ken in on it because we knew he would not be happy with us for doing that. But sometimes doing things that Ken's not happy with for promo purposes is actually quite funny in and of itself. This time, no, it's just unfair on you guys, whatever about what Ken thinks about it. You don't need to hear too much.
This is not to spare Ken, it's to spare your earballs. Oof. Oh my God, your ears, dear listener. Yeah,
Bob Mortimer. Bob Mortimer wouldn't make a mistake like that, but if he did, he would recover himself and continue being funny because he's one of the top comedians and entertainers in the UK for more than 30 years. Interestingly, very interestingly, he'd been a big footballer he'd been on the books, in fact, of Middlesbrough youth teams back in the day before suffering the fate that most teenagers with those sort of dreams and who get quite close to achieving those dreams, the fate that they suffer. He was cut. Told that he didn't quite fit in. He maybe was a bit too shy. He wasn't really one of the lads. So we talked a lot about that. But anyway, he ends up as a solicitor in an underprivileged part of London before jacking that in when he stumbled upon a small comedy gig called Vic Reeves' Big Night Out in the upstairs of a boozer. Before long, he was part of the Big Night Out himself. The show got commissioned for TV and his life was changed forever. But one person in his life proved a little bit difficult to impress.
What did your mother say when you told her that you were going to quit being a lawyer, a respectable job, and become, whatever it was you told her that you were going to swap being a lawyer for being?
Myself and my brothers are the first generation of our family that went to university or anything, and she was very proud. She didn't understand what she was seeing in the Big Night Out on the TV. So for the next, I'm going to say maybe 6-7 years, the first thing she would ask me on our phone calls would be, when are you going back to the law? I think she only stopped when myself and Jim launched the Cadbury's Boost Bar.
Oh, right.
I think that made sense to her, you know, oh, wow, if Cadbury's are investing in them, maybe there is a future, you know.
We have all had our own dealings with Cadbury, Murph. We've worked with them on a couple of occasions in the past. And you know, it is a career highlight, obviously. It is the one that turns the mothers around when you tell them that you've got an association with a fine chocolate.
We did it,
brand.
Owen. We met it. Top of the world, Owen. Top of the world.
Sign up now hear the entire week. As you hear that Bob Mortimer chat in full, secondcaptains.com. €5 a month plus VAT. Thanks, Ciarán.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks, everyone. Chat to you Monday. Well, hopefully chat to you on the World Service. But if not, we will chat to you on Monday.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.